Tension Force continued. This isn't about logic. It might look like I'm making a partisan political statement of good or bad here, but I'm not. This isn't judging, it's about recognizing patterns. Progressives often wonder about the cognitive dissonance of American conservative Christians, because logically Christians would support a peaceful, love thy neighbor approach rather than being in favor of any military action we take on. Likewise, those who believe, what you did for the least of my brothers, you did for me, would support a kind and generous attitude toward the poor, rather than voting against every compassionate social program aimed at lessening the pain and dead ends of poverty. Here's the thing. Conservatives don't think of themselves as warlike, but as patriotic, and happy to show it. They don't think of themselves as harsh toward the poor, or helpful to the rich, although they are. Rather, they say, nobody ever gave me anything. It just feels wrong inside them to be generous to the poor. For conservatives, it isn't what is written in the theology that matters. It's being a member of whatever religion is the cultural bedrock. If America mostly worshipped Baal or Zoroaster, and if their parents did too, conservatives would have bumper stickers reading, Baal said it, I believe it, and that's that. Or a little sticker of the holy fire, maybe with a family warming their hands over it. But in their outward behavior, they would express exactly the conservative attitudes that they do now. It's not about thinking and deciding. It's about playing your hardwired role. Progressives have cognitive dissonances of their own. A progressive bumper sticker says, if you can't change your mind, how do you know you still have one? But if you ask that progressive to reconsider their viewpoints on pretty much anything, they're fixed and defensive. Flexibility and an open mind are guiding lights of progressives, but operationally they have to have fixed points of view. Another progressive cognitive dissonance is the near sacred status granted to other people's cultures, but not to their own. Progressives act like any show of protective feeling towards their own culture is regressive and possibly even a hate crime, while protecting the expressions of other cultures is an absolute good. This is because progressives structurally counter xenophobia and anti-immigrant viewpoints. This is not about thinking and deciding. It's about playing your hardwired role. For conservatives and progressives, the bullet points of reality are not flexible or optional. Nor are these stances truly rational, although we all think so in our own case. They can be expressed rationally, but they have not been chosen rationally. As your phenotype expresses eye and hair color, you also express your end of the political ball field. Your own political stance seems sensible because of course it does. The opposition is stupid because of course they are. This is why swaying the opposition with logic is a fool's errand. Your logic isn't logical inside of that person's body. There are nice people sitting under both umbrellas, but if you explore ideas with them, you'll find very little flexibility about any core issues. You will not encounter many people who like a strong dominant authority figure in charge, but also support flexible modern sex roles and generous social programs. When you see someone from either side expressing one of their templated points of view, you're seeing a single building block of the local tension force, one pixel, if you like. They do come in different strengths. There are hard and soft versions for both sides and a bell curve distribution for all. Even people in the gentle middle of the road are structural elements of the tension force, just like everyone else. Middle of the road is never an objective location, by the way. It can only be defined as the center point between the two outside edges, whatever they are, of opinion. All of us add our weight to the scale of local and national politics.